Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
This is Radio Papesse from Siena, Italy. We are pleased to introduce you Life Expectation, a sound piece produced by Alessandro Busetti, a composer, sound artist, collector of sound and voices, born in Milan and based in Berlin.
Really? You think so? Who, me? Yes.
His fascination with language, spoken language, and its musicality is behind our interest in his work, and that's why we ask him for a contribution for the radio show. He has been widely researching on language, and he considers the spoken communication to be a rich source of material for musical creation, and as he says...
I also believe it's a region where meaning and sound kind of walk on a very, very fine line, very close together, although they never really become the same thing. They remain two separate concepts. My artistic practice is a kind of an exploration of that border, no man's land. I've been doing a lot of compositions and performances where the starting situation was a meeting, somehow orchestrated meeting among people, where a certain type of communication is put in place, and I create a strategy to see how different communication can short circuit in different ways. To make an example, I work with whistling language in the island of Gomera, where they have a whistle language that allow people to communicate over more than 5 kilometers by whistling. Of course, they use this language to whistle about very practical things, like, please come here and help me pick up tomatoes tomorrow. But I was very curious to see what happens if I ask them to whistle some more abstract or poetic text, or texts that are not used in that language. More recently, I've been trying to focus on a more free form of communication, and I realized that every kind of conversation is somehow interesting, depending on the way you observe it. And I felt free to utilize text or a fragment of speech that I found around that for some reason are kind of revealing or emotionally touching, and I don't know myself why.
But let's Life Expectation speak for itself. If you are curious to know more about Alessandro Busetti and his practice, about voices, repetitions, casuality and composition, you will find another brief composer's note at the end of the piece.
I don't know. Really, you think so? That she has a beautiful mouth. My ass. That she has a beautiful mouth. I didn't really notice. My ass. Has a beautiful mouth. My ass has a beautiful mouth. I didn't really notice. think so? Who, me? Yes. That's a tricky one. Okay, let's change. Do you
see it all right?
You're awesome.
Right to the fire.
That's a tricky one.
Do you
see it all right?
Do you think
you're awesome?
Okay, let's change.
Right to the fire.
That's a tricky one.
Do you
see it all right?
You're awesome.
Do you
right to the fire.
Do you think
that's a tricky one.
Super alright.
Okay, let's change.
You're awesome.
Do you?
Right to the fire.
That's a tricky one.
Super alright.
Do you?
Do you think
you're awesome?
Right to the fire.
Okay, let's change.
That's a tricky one.
Super alright.
Do you?
You're awesome.
right to the fire.
That's a tricky one.
Do you think
Super so alright?
Okay, let's change.
You're awesome.
Right to the fire.
That's a tricky one.
Super so alright.
Do you?
You're awesome.
Do you think
right to the fire?
That's a tricky one.
That's gonna be close then.
I'm sorry.
No.
but I mean, do you often go back to Brazil? Last year I spent 6 months. In a row or
in a row?
I don't know. I don't know what likes the verb means anymore for me. That's deep. I mean, are you going for like a month at a time? Or a few weeks?
It depends. Last year I spent 6 months.
In a row, or?
In a row.
Well, that'll do it for you. I don't know. You were splitting your time between Brazil and...
I don't know what likes the verb means anymore for me.
That's deep. What do you mean about...
I don't know.
You were splitting your time between Brazil and...
I don't know what likes the verb means anymore.
That's deep. But I mean, do you often go back to Brazil?
Often, very often.
I mean, are you also recalling for like a month at a time? Or a few weeks?
It depends. Last year I spent 6 months.
In a row? What do you mean? I guess I don't know about your life so much. What do you mean about...
In a row.
You were splitting your time between Brazil and...
It depends. Last year I spent 6 months.
That's the...
Often, very often.
But I mean, do you often go back to Brazil?
Yeah.
I mean, are you also going for like a month at a time? Or a few weeks?
I don't know what months the verb means anymore for me.
In a row.
Composer's note. Alessandro Bosetti speaks about the technical aspects of life expectation.
I work a lot with my band Trophies with drummer Tony Buck and guitar player Ken Tanagai, and we take those fragments of text, spoken text, which I transcribe, and we work on those materials over and over and over and over until they become a very tight musical texture.
It's a beautiful mouth.
influence in this are very clear. I mean, there is fantastic work of René Lussier in Trésor de la Langue, where he does a lot of what Robert Ashley calls it, shadowing or dubbing. I think it's there's many words for that, but basically like tracking down, pitching down the sounds of the of every syllable, every phoneme inside a spoken phrase. Nothing new about it has been done a lot. I mean, also Berlin composer Peter Ablinger has done a fantastic work in that. But we take this technique and we take it as a base and work on repetition and really learning those texts and see how they transform through repeated conversation, repeated practicing. So it turns into a music that is very solid in a way, very tight, very different from the original material.
Really, you think so?
Bosetti works also a lot on repetition, orchestrating the phrases in a long loop, turning the rhythm of a casual conversation into something that is not fixed. And as Deleuze used to say,
when they are like flying over in stato di sorvolo, I don't know to translate that in English, but a concept is something that is not stable, is not fixed, is something that keeps. You understand something now, but doesn't mean you understand it later. And there is always a sort of transformation if you keep repeating a phrase. So we work on this, and pieces become this very long sort of guirlande, like a chain of DNA, where drone pieces, where the drone is not as amplified as a line, but some kind of a DNA spiral that keeps repeating itself. Next step for me is what's happening in Life Expectations, where I'm not just taking a simple single line, but I'm taking a polyphonic series of line as it happens in a conversation. Meaning I recorded two people having a talk in separate rooms. They hear themselves over headphones, and I can really separate precisely everything they say. So even when you have those overlaps, all this is possible to isolate, and then I can really work out a sort of a counterpoint and develop the practice of that's being explored with trophies in a polyphonic way. So Life Expectation is somehow an experiment, an invention on two voices. The theme was absolutely free. So when people sit in a room and they have a conversation for me, I just ask them to talk of whatever that comes to their mind. So the next step has been recordings with four people. So that the next step is going to be a composition of involving four voice conversations. That would be really interesting to find a way to bring those composition also at a level of, let's say, precision and knowledge so that we can also play them live. Because, as you know, Life Expectation is a studio piece, it's a radio piece, it's been constructed. And then with monophonic material, like with trophies, and amazing musician like Tony and Kenta, is it possible now to play those pieces live at a satisfactory level?
I wasn't talking about your ass.
And the fact that I'm using my voice and not their voices, I mean, I dubbed everything with my voice, has two reasons. The first reason is to protect the privacy of the people, because in the conversation some stuff came up that was slightly embarrassing for them, so they prefer to remain anonymous. And on the other side, because I'm very interested in this process of translation over and over, and I think it adds a new level of delving inside the real nature of those fragments. I think another aspect of Life Expectations, which is very interesting and is also is becoming apparent to me working with amazing drummers like Tony Buck and Chess Smith, is that the rhythmical content of those long speech loops is extremely interesting. It creates some sort of long measured, long verses. It's a free breathing pulse that's present in the speech. And at the same time, it's extremely precise and sometimes very fast. And therefore, I'm started to kind of try to extract those rhythmical verses out of the phrase by writing bass lines.
Who, me? Yes.
Life Expectation is taken from Royal, Bosetti's last release. www.radiopapesse.org.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.